The cold front responsible for triggering heavy rain earlier this week has moved its way off to the east, though it is moving rather slowly. Late this afternoon, that front is just off the Cape Cod and Nantucket coast. So with that, we've had some clouds in our New England areas today, especially from the Pioneer Valley on south into Connecticut. Those clouds will continue to work to the east as that front drifts its way into the North Atlantic. We've had another round of clouds bubble up, though, through the day, as an upper-level disturbance has pushed its way in from the northwest. Now, with these clouds, there is the chance of a passing shower or two in just a handful of places between now and about 9 or 10 o'clock tonight, and the best chance for that will be in areas north and west of the capital region. And we are looking ahead to another cool night across New York and western New England. With very dry air in place, it'll be a great night for sleeping with the windows open as low temperatures settle back into the lower 50s in many spots, and I am expecting some of our typically cooler mountain locations to fall into the middle and upper 40s tonight. And just like last night, we will have some areas of fog form in our typically prone locations in river valleys and near bodies of water. And then as we work through the day tomorrow, high pressure will sit basically right over the area. So I'm expecting a bright day with mostly sunny skies. Temperatures will be very pleasant, running in the 70s to around 80 degrees. And our dew point temperatures will remain low, so it'll be a mild day, but there will be really no humidity to be concerned about. And then as we work into Saturday, that high-pressure area will work its way off into the Canadian Maritimes, so the flow will turn a bit more to the southwest. We'll have a little bit of mugginess in the air, especially later Saturday, and as we work into Saturday afternoon, we'll see a few high clouds roll in, and there's the chance we could see a few showers in here by Sunday. And now here's my latest regional forecast. First, for the North Country, the Adirondacks, all of Vermont, the Southern Champlain Valley, including Plattsburgh and Burlington, and the Lake George Saratoga region, including Glens Falls. For tonight, mostly clear with areas of fog, low in the 50s, some 40s in the mountains. And for tomorrow, mostly sunny, high 75 to 80. For the Northern Catskills, Mohawk Valley, and Southern Adirondacks, including Utica, Gloversville, and Oneonta. Tonight, mostly clear with patchy fog, low in the 50s, some 40s in the mountains, and tomorrow mostly sunny, high 75 to 80. For the southeastern Catskills, mid and lower Hudson Valley, and interior southern New England, including Middletown, Poughkeepsie, Westchester, Hartford, and Springfield. Tonight mostly clear with patchy fog, low in the 50s to around 60, and for tomorrow mostly sunny and pleasant, high in the lower 80s. For the Capital District, including Albany, Schenectady, and Troy, and the Berkshires. Tonight, mostly clear, patchy fog, comfortable, low in the lower 50s. And for tomorrow, mostly sunny, mild, with low humidity, high 75 to 80. Region-wide, on Saturday, a mix of sun and increasing high clouds, just a touch more humid, high 78 to 84. And on Sunday, partly sunny, with a chance of showers and thunderstorms, high in the lower to mid-80s. For WAMC, I'm meteorologist Garrett Argyanis.